Nurses A to Z. An introduction to an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, how to get rid of feeling of despair. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, may his peace and blessings be upon Muhammad and his pure, immaculate Ahlul Bayt. Salaamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. You are listening to A to Z on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We start our session today with a question. A person has asked, I am a young man. I've been involved in a great scene, feeling scene on the one hand and my weak determination before my lust on the other hand have made me desperate of the forgiveness of Allah. And I feel that I will definitely be in hell. At the same time, I fear that I'm not right in this opinion, thankfully. Would you please guide me to the right solution? It's a very important question, and it can be a very common question among the youths. And also the answer would be helpful, inshallah. In answer, the very first step that we should have it in our mind is to confess our sin before Allah. We have to confess. This is the first step of repentance. Confessing is the first step of repentance. So we're going to confess our sin before Allah and pray to him to help us with a real repentance. We do not need to ask for forgiveness with a difficult language. Speak easily and spontaneously and say what is inside us in any way you can, because Allah knows what is in our heart, even before come to our tongue. So this is the very first step of repentance, confessing. Because confessing, when you confess, you accept by your heart that you have done something wrong. And when you confess that you have something wrong, it gains the forgiveness of Allah. Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. You're listening to A to Z on IRIB English Radio. Okay, in the previous part, we talked about the first step of repentance, and that was confessing our sin before Allah and pray him, not with a very difficult language. But the second step is something that we have bear in our mind and know well, that despairing of the forgiveness of Allah is a sin even greater than the sin we are originally involved in, because despair opens the door wider before us to commit all sins, and it is this that will get us into the hell, not our first sin. It's very important. Despair is the key of opening the hellfire towards ourselves. Therefore, Islam has considered despairing of Allah's mercy as the greatest of sins. It is that Satan, the first enemy of man, wants for us on the day of judgment. So, as a young man, if you're looking for a true repentance, we should fill our heart with a big hope of getting the forgiveness of Allah and try determinedly not to commit the sin again. When we commit a sin, we should hasten immediately to Allah and ask him to forgive us. We should never cut our relation with Allah in any case. If we go to east or west, we shall not find a God like our Lord, like our Allah, whom we disobey, but he, all the able to punish us at once, grants us a respite and says that he loves those who ask him for forgiveness, loves the repentant, and loves to purify themselves, besides the loves to reward us with his paradise if we turn to him sincerely. And I hope everyone in life full of hope and without feeling of despair.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.